Genesis chapter 8. And God remembered Noah, and all the livestock, and all the beasts that were with him in the ark. And God caused a spirit to pass over the earth, and the waters abated. And the founts of the deep were closed off, as were the floodgates of heaven, and the rain was held back from the heavens. And the water receded from the earth, and it kept receding, and the water diminished after 150 days. Then the ark came to rest in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the water kept on diminishing until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the summits of the mountains were seen. Then it came to pass after 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent out a raven. And it kept going out and coming back again until the water dried up on the earth. And he sent out a dove to see if the water had ebbed away on the surface of the ground. But the dove did not find a resting place for the sole of its foot, and it came back to him, to the ark, for there was water over the surface of the whole earth. And he stretched out his hand and took it and brought it in into the ark. And he waited for another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, there was a fresh olive leaf in its mouth. So Noah knew that the water had ebbed away from the surface of the earth. And he waited for another 7 days, and he sent out the dove, and it did not come back to him again. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the 1st month, on the 1st day of the month, that the water dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked around, and what he saw was that the surface of the ground had become dry. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth became dry. And God spoke to Noah, and said, Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you all the livestock which is with you, the specimens from all the kinds of flesh, on the birds and on the beasts, and on all the reptiles which creep on the earth, so that they may teem on the earth, and be fruitful and increase on the earth. So Noah came out, as did his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. All the livestock, all the reptiles and all the birds, everything that creeps on the earth, according to their families, came out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he took sacrificial victims from all the clean beasts and from all the clean birds, and he made burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the sweet fragrance, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not curse the ground again because of man, for the imagination of the heart of man is evil from his youth on, and I will not strike everything living again, as I have done, as long as all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest time, and cold and hot, and summer and winter, and day and night, do not cease.